Chapter 2. Trapped. Was Kasim happy for his brother? No, he wasn't. He was jealous. He did not sleep that night. He thought of nothing but Ali Baba and the gold. "It's not fair," he said to himself. "I have worked hard for my money. But Ali Baba earns very little money as a woodcutter. Where did he find all this gold? Who gave it to him? I must find out so I can get some for myself." At sunrise, Kasim got out of bed. "It's no good," he said. He frowned and rubbed his beard. "I must talk to Ali Baba. Brothers must not keep secrets from each other. I will go and ask him where he got the gold. I will set off at once." "Very well," his wife replied. "But take the scales with you and show Ali Baba the gold coin at the bottom of the pan. That will show him that we know his secret."
"That's a good idea," said Kasim.
So he went into the kitchen and picked up the scales. Then he hurried across the town to Ali Baba's little house. He knocked on the door. Ali Baba opened it and looked surprised to see his brother on the doorstep. "Good morning, Kasim," he said. "Please come in and tell me why you are here so early in the day."
"I know your secret, Ali Baba," Kasim replied. "You say that you are just a poor woodcutter, but I know that you have gold, so much gold that you have to weigh it. Where did it come from, brother?"
Ali Baba pretended to look surprised.
"Gold?" he said. "What do you mean? I have no gold. I am a poor man, as you know. I go into the forest each day to cut wood. A rich man doesn't do that. A rich man has a good life. A rich man stays at home in his marble palace, drinking milk and honey and lying on a soft bed."
Then Kasim held out the scales and smiled at his brother.
"Your wife borrowed these yesterday," he told Ali Baba. "She said that she wanted to weigh some meat. My wife was surprised. She thought you were too poor to buy meat, and so she put some honey at the bottom of the pan. When your wife brought the scales back, a gold coin was stuck to the honey. So you see, we know your secret. We know you were weighing gold, not meat. I want you to tell me all about it."
Ali Baba sighed. His wife was very careless. Now he had to tell his brother the truth. "I went into the forest yesterday as usual," Ali Baba began. "I cut down a tree and chopped it into logs. Then I heard the sound of horses' hooves, and I saw a great cloud of red dust coming towards me. So I climbed a tall tree and hid among the branches. From there, I could see 40 horsemen coming. They were galloping along at top speed. The horsemen stopped by a big grey rock quite near to my tree," Ali Baba went on. "I watched as they jumped off their horses and untied their saddlebags. The saddlebags were full of gold, Kasim. The leader of the men walked up to the rock and said, 'Open sesame.' At these words, a door opened in the rock, and the men went through it. After a while, they came out with empty saddlebags and tied them onto their saddles. Then they jumped onto their horses and galloped away. So I decided that they were thieves," Ali Baba continued, "and they were hiding their treasure in a cave. I wanted to go in and see the treasure. So I climbed down the tree and went up to the big grey rock.
"Open sesame," I said, and the door opened. When I went into the cave, I was amazed. There was so much gold and silver, coins and jewels and thick gold bars. I took enough gold coins to fill my 6 baskets. I covered the bags of gold with wood to hide them. Then I led my donkeys home. You know the rest of the story.
"But I want some gold too," cried Kasim.
"Tell me where the cave is, Ali Baba. I'm your brother. Let me share your good luck."
"I will tell you where the cave is," replied Ali Baba, "if you promise to keep it a secret. Go into the cave and take a little gold for yourself. But remember that the rest of it belongs to me." Kasim nodded in agreement, and so Ali Baba told him where to find the cave. The next morning, before the sun rose, Kasim said goodbye to his wife and set off to the forest. He had 10 donkeys with 10 huge empty chests on their backs. Kasim was greedy. He didn't want a little gold. He wanted all of it. He followed Ali Baba's directions and found the big grey rock quite easily. He stopped his donkeys outside the cave.
"Now I must say the password," he cried. "Open sesame!"
The door in the rock opened. Kasim was very excited. He ran through the door and into the cave. When he was inside, he cried,
"Close sesame!"
And the stone door closed behind him. There was so much treasure. Kasim gasped as he looked at the gold bars, the shiny coins, and the beautiful jewels. Everything sparkled in the light that came in through the hole in the roof. Kasim picked up a ruby bracelet and then a belt with lots of bright diamonds on it. Then he picked up a sapphire necklace. Its stones were the colour of the sky. How beautiful it all was! Kasim picked up great armfuls of treasure. He laid it all by the door so it was ready for him to take out and put into the 10 chests. It was very hard work. Then he went back for the gold coins. He carried lots of bags of coins to the door and put them in a pile.
"I'll go now," Kasim said to himself at last. "I don't want to be here when the thieves come back. I've got enough treasure to fill my 10 chests. I will come back tomorrow, and the next day, and the next. All this treasure will soon be mine. But now it's time to go home."
So Kasim started to say the password.
"Open!"
But he forgot what came next. He tried again.
"Open... barley. No, that's not right. Open, wheat. Oh no, I've forgotten the password."
And the door stayed shut. Kasim began to shake with fear. He began to sweat. He had the treasure, but it was no good if he couldn't get out of the cave.
"I thought only of the treasure, and I forgot the password," he cried.
He was angry with himself.
"Now I am trapped in this cave."
He threw down the bag of gold coins he was holding and kicked it.
"I will die here," he thought. "I will be a rich man, but a dead one."
Then Kasim heard a sound that turned his blood to ice. He could hear horses' hooves.
There were lots of horses, 40 of them, and they were near the door.
"Come on, men, we'll leave the treasure in the cave, and then we'll find another rich man to rob,"
the leader of the 40 thieves cried. The men laughed. They were on their way back to the cave with more treasure in their fat saddlebags. But when they arrived at the grey rock, the leader saw something that made him angry. There were 10 donkeys standing outside with big chests on their backs.
"Someone is trying to steal our treasure," the leader cried. "We must stop them."
The thieves shouted and clapped their hands. The 10 donkeys were frightened and ran away into the forest. The thieves held their long swords in front of them as they approached the entrance to the cave.
"Open sesame," cried the leader,
and the heavy stone door began to open. Suddenly Cassim ran out with a loud cry. His eyes were wide with fear. He took hold of the leader of the 40 thieves, and the two men began to fight. Cassim fought hard, but he could not win against 40 men. At last, one of the thieves stabbed him with his long, sharp sword, and Cassim fell down dead. The 40 thieves left Cassim on the ground and went into the cave.
"Look at all these bags of gold by the door," cried one of the thieves. "That man was planning to take them away in his 10 chests."
"Did he work alone?" asked the leader.
"Some of the gold coins are by the door, but others are missing.
Maybe more than one person has been in this cave, stealing our treasure. Two men have found out the password."
"But what can we do about it?" asked one of the thieves.
"We have killed one of them," shouted the leader, "and we will frighten the other one away. He will not dare to steal anything from me."
He raised his sword in the air and marched out of the cave.
"Take this man's body," he told his men, "and hang him from the roof of the cave. His body will be a terrible warning to anyone else who comes here."
So the thieves took some rope and hung Cassim's body from the roof of the cave. It was a terrifying sight. Then they closed the door and jumped back onto their horses.
"We've got a cave full of gold and we'll soon have more,"
laughed their leader. Then the 40 thieves rode away.